In the coming weeks, we'll be speaking with the candidates who are seeking the Democratic presidential nomination next year. On Tuesday, we began with Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. Today, Senator John Edwards of North Carolina. I began by asking him about this week's reports on surprisingly strong economic growth.
First of all, I'm glad that there's some short-term signs of economic growth, but the question is it sustainable? And in order to have sustained economic growth, we know over the course of the last 50 years, for example, that the periods of sustained economic growth have been when we've strengthened and expanded the middle class.
Senator, what specifically would you do to help middle-income families?
Well, first, I would eliminate George Bush's tax cuts for people who earn over $200,000 a year. Second, I would close a group of about four corporate tax loopholes, which will generate revenue and get us back on the path to fiscal responsibility and balanced budgets. And then I would find ways to strengthen and empower the middle class, particularly to create wealth in the middle class. And my ideas specifically are, first, to give a tax credit to allow those who are trying to buy a home for the first time to make a down payment. Second, to widen the investor class in America by cutting significantly the capital gains rate for those in middle and lower income families. And third, helping people to save. We have one of the worst private savings rates in the world, and we have a train wreck coming down the road. So to help deal with that problem, what I would do is match dollar for dollar up to $1,000 a year per family for middle and lower income families, the amount they were able to save.
On to Iraq, if we could. Senator, you voted in support of the Iraq war, but against the president's $87 billion package. It seems that you're guilty of wanting to have it both ways.
What I have done has been completely consistent. I have said from the very beginning that I thought Saddam Hussein was a serious threat, one a unique and serious threat, and one that needed to be dealt with. I said at exactly the same time over a year ago that it was critical for this to be successful, that it be first an international effort, that particularly at this stage we not be doing this by ourselves, and secondly, that we have a clear plan going forward. Well, the president's done neither of those things, and then he comes to the Congress and says, I want $87 billion to go forward essentially unilaterally, which is what he's doing now, without giving the UN any authority, without giving our allies any responsibility. And I'm not telling you either how long I expect us to be there, when our allies will be there, what the long-term cost is. To me, it would have been irresponsible to say, sure, that's fine, and then you'll be back next year asking for more money, and the following year asking for more money. I thought it was critically important that I stand up and say this policy is not working, it needs to be changed, and it needs to be an international effort.
I read something interesting about your Senate campaign in the late 90s. When you were campaigning at that point, you asked your constituents to look at the quality of their neighborhood schools, and if something was wrong, you challenged them to fix them rather than flee them, to get in there and make a difference rather than pull your kids out. You, I believe, are the only candidate at this point who has young children. You live in the District of Columbia, where the schools are, in many cases, underfunded or underachieving. So if you face that challenge, I guess I put the challenge to you, what would you do to improve the schools in cities like these so you would feel confident enough to send your own kids to these classrooms?
It's a very fair question. I think that we still have two public school systems in America, one for the haves and one for the have-nots. What I'd like to do are several things. One is lead a national initiative to provide support for teachers and teacher pay so that we attract good people and keep good people. Give bonus incentive pay to good teachers who are willing to teach in schools in less affluent areas. I think we need a national commitment to both early childhood programs to make certain that kids have the right kind of start when they begin kindergarten. They start on a relatively level playing field. And second, to after-school programs, which I have had some personal experience with. My wife and I started two after-school programs, and I have seen how important they can be in the lives of kids.
Democrats talk a lot about the pragmatic voter going into 2004, a voter who's interested in choosing a candidate that they think might be able to take on President Bush and win, and in doing so, perhaps put some of their issues aside because they're so concerned about picking a winner. Does that concern you, and does that affect your, or how does that affect your candidacy?
Well, I think that the Democratic voters want to win, and they want to make sure that they have somebody who shares their values, who cares about the issues they care about, but also who can beat George Bush. And I think the unique thing that I bring to this race among the Democratic candidates is I can compete with George Bush every single place in America, which means not just the South. Obviously, I talk like this, so I think I'd be very competitive in the South. But in addition to that, in rural areas, in smaller towns, smaller cities, and also, I think most importantly, for, you know, middle-class working Americans, you know, I come from them, I've spent my whole life with them and fighting for them, and I think they will see, when I'm on a stage with George Bush, that there's a dramatic difference in my view of the world and his, and they'll get that at an instinctive gut level. So I think for that reason, I am clearly the most powerful candidate to take on George Bush.
Senator Edwards, thank you very much.
It was an honor to be with you. Thank you.
Senator John Edwards of North Carolina speaking to us about his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination.